This is a Jeff Galloway podcast.
Welcome to 3-2-1 Go the podcast. I'm John Pelkey.
And I'm Carissa Galloway, and we're bringing you stories from start to finish to keep the everyday athlete motivated to keep moving towards the next finish.
We are getting close to my favorite time of the year. As you guys hear this, if my husband does his job right, it'll go out when I am on a Disney cruise, a very merry Disney cruise. So, should be fun.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Well, we'll be off. Do you know what's funny? This is now I'm just randomly talking. My friend Sterling gets on the same boat the day I get off, and she's on it over Christmas.
Wow. A lot of cruising going on right now. I don't know if you follow the social media. Of course you do. Not to a Matt Pablo level, but I mean, I know you do. A lot of cruising going on right now. So have fun out there in the Caribbean or wherever you're cruising to, folks.
We are. We're going to both islands. That's why I chose this cruise.
Were you just hit in the head by a ball?
I was hit in the head by a snowball. We have these fun indoor snowballs that seem literally all over the floor, and they just continually get thrown at people. So I guess that is fun.
You are living the Christmas dream. That's right. Could not be happier.
All white Christmas in the theater last night.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Cried. Is that over at Garden?
No, they do it in Epic at Claremont. Cute little there, small theater. And I will tell you, no one's listening anymore to this episode, but if they are, there was this older gentleman, one seat over from me, had a little, like, what's that kind of hat that older people used to wear?
Like a driving cap?
Yes.
Okay.
Laughing out loud the whole movie, like before the joke would hit, because he knew it was coming. He was just so happy to be watching this movie. And it was really sweet. It was a fun experience.
I love that movie, and I generally watch it every holiday season.
I love Holiday Inn, but that is not played as much.
That was the debut of White Christmas, Holiday Inn, but White Christmas is probably a more well-loved film.
They do blackface in Holiday Inn, so for what it's worth, that's why it's no longer played. I don't like that they just edit that out. I've
forgotten about that.
Yeah, you forget about it until somebody says it, and you're like, oh, that's why we don't show that anymore. So.
It's disturbing how often that popped up in the, back in the day.
Not a comment. We're not going to go there. We're not having a commentary on it.
No. But I mean, as we know now, it's unacceptable. So it's
unacceptable. You know. And that's unfortunately why that movie is not seen.
All right. Fair enough. Is that your favorite Christmas movie? As we're having a chat here that we're not supposed to be having, maybe this will be edited out. But
maybe we can edit this and put it in a different episode. That would be a smart idea. My favorite Christmas movie is really hard. Holiday Inn would have been it because we watched it so much growing up. Like, my grandpa would get there like 2 days before Christmas and we'd watch Holiday Inn and White Christmas. When I was younger, I think I just liked Holiday Inn's story better.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I'm older, I lean towards White Christmas because we see it more. This is the second year in a row we've gone to the theaters to see it. I have not yet seen National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I enjoy that one.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you'd never seen
it. No, like, holy hell.
Yeah, got it.
Makes me LOL. What about you? What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Well, it's a Wonderful Life. I mean, that's the consistent watch it every Christmas movie. I do like White Christmas. I used to enjoy Holiday Inn until this discussion. Now I condemn it in every way, shape, or form.
To pick one is
I usually catch A Christmas Carol, one of the versions. Muppet Christmas Carol being the best of all the versions.
Oh, good.
But I usually try to catch one of those from time to time. So, It's a Wonderful Life is definitely the one that we look for and we watch every year. I used to like it when it was a Wonderful Month on TBS and they would show it for the whole month. But now NBC has it exclusively and you got to catch it that night or DVR it. So
here's the thing about It's a Wonderful Life. And I know you feel this too. Like, you got to buy in because it's long. And when I was younger, I would never get through the whole thing. So I was literally like, this is the worst movie for like my entire high school. I was like, this is literally the worst movie ever. Like, this guy, like, just why can't he leave? Like, come on, George, go.
Realize it was that long.
Then I saw it is. Isn't it like 3 hours or something?
I don't know.
And literally the payoff is very, very, very small.
Wow. It is.
That's what I mean.
But it's a good payoff, though. I mean,
I was wrapping presents at my mom's house yesterday, and she has upstairs her TV with the VCR, and I was watching it, and I kind of thought, like, had my same mental discussion about, well, why doesn't he just go? Like, would I have gone? Would I have left the building in loan? Would I have given the college money to my brother? And I was like, I think Weston would have been a George Bailey. Weston would have just stayed and done the family thing. What would you have done? Would you have gone?
I would have gone. I would have been
Time after the stroke, which one? After he died?
Yeah, probably that night.
A run
after
on the
stroke,
bank.
Just I'm out. You know, I wouldn't have been Harry Bailey because I've just been a coward had I been.
What
in
a
the...
winner that guy is, though.
Tell you what.
You know who I like? Sam Wainwright. I don't think smart guy goes into plastic.
Hee-haw.
Hee-haw.
Yes.
I like
I do.
Him.
I do enjoy. I do enjoy the Sam Wainwright.
I would have been. I would. I want to marry Sam Wainwright. Mary, what are you doing? Hee-haw.
Yeah. Yeah, and Gloria Graham, I can't remember the name of her character, but she's the girl who's in
Vivian?
Love with.
No.
No, it's.
The one that they think is a prostitute becomes a prostitute when it's Potter.
Right, exactly. They went out on an edge with her. She's that close. They just pushed her in that direction. So
Christmas movies, blackface and prostitution. What's your favorite?
The good old days as. Many members of my family over the age of 70. By the way, shout out tomorrow as we're recording this. Tomorrow, my uncle will turn 100. They already had us. They had his party
Amazing.
On Sunday,
God.
So everybody could come. But my uncle Art Harpster, World War II veteran, will turn 100 years old tomorrow, which is as we're recording this.
It's, amazing.
Yeah, or maybe it's today. Today the 17th. Oh, I think it is today. I need to call. There you go.
Now we've reminded you to call. What? How's Art? Like, what is he like?
He sleeps a lot. Yeah. He sleeps a lot.
So
he's had
you.
Obviously some medical issues, as people that age do. You know, his heart only works at like 25%, which for a 100-year-old, I guess it's kind of where you sit.
Yeah.
With some maybe there are some outliers out there, but he is engaged. In conversation and stuff when he's up and about, but he sleeps a lot. A little bit like my dog, my pit bull. She sleeps a lot.
He's
but he's still kicking and apparently enjoyed his party a great deal on Sunday. So
Fantastic.
There you go.
Fantastic. Yeah,
we should all be so lucky to make it.
I guess
100.
We should wrap this episode, or should we just put this in a different episode? I don't know.
It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
All right.
I leave it up to you.
Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna say something. We're going to ask you a question, and then he can use this at his own chat, and then we're going to wrap twice.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We are right around that Christmas time of year. We hope you guys are doing amazing with your training. John and I are excited to see you soon, so we just wanted to pop in and spread a little Christmas cheer, a little Christmas hello. John, what are you and Jody going to do for Christmas? Because your Thanksgiving, you know, stinks because you're working. What about Christmas?
Well, we're both off this year on Christmas. That's not always the case. I worked last year. I think the only year in recent memory that we were both off for the whole day was COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're going to do is Jody's mom will come over. She is making, we've decided to eschew, to push away the traditional Christmas meal. And she's making her lasagna, which is fabulous. Because they did the whole Thanksgiving thing. I had a lot of Thanksgiving leftovers, so she wanted to try something different. So we're going to do that. We're going to have a little lasagna and open gifts. And then Jody and I normally try to find some Christmassy movie to watch.
Yeah, which we'll discuss a little bit. We'll break down Christmas movies a little bit later in this chat.
Yeah, so. And we try to something new, not something that we've seen.
Okay.
Try to see if there's something new. So I'll have to check the newer Christmas films or ones that we haven't seen. And yeah, that's it. We kind of spend a little quiet day hanging out. It's usually a good time. We'll probably polar plunge later if it's cold enough in the pool. Do a little polar plunge and maybe an adult beverage or two, glass of wine.
Don't say maybe. I'm pretty sure that will pretty sure that will happen.
Well, my wife working though for like in a 34-day stretch, 35-day stretch. I think she had 2 days off. So her like intake of alcoholic beverages has been, there's been none whatsoever.
Yeah.
So might be able to talk her into a bottle of wine. I have a quick question about you. We're now 8 days out from Christmas as we're recording this. How's your shopping going? How's your Christmas shopping?
Shopping is done. Shopping has pretty much been done, but I am in the nightmare stress. And like, we're having this conversation and I should be wrapping presents.
Yeah. I saw a comment you made that you can't wrap presents standing up.
I've never wrapped. I always sit on the floor.
See, I worked retail for years, and we had, you know, there was like a wrapping table. And I'm better standing up. I'm terrible, period. I mean, you know, overarchingly, I'm a bad rapper, but on any level that you take that phrase. But standing up, I'm a little better than getting down on the ground. And per the comment that somebody made about us, be careful at our age, and particularly my age, getting not down on up. The floor to do yeah. it, getting back up is that's a Christmas gift if you can. So
yeah, no, I have a lot of stuff left to wrap, which is very stressful. And any parents will appreciate this. So when I was, you know, high school, my mom would just kind of have wrapping paper out and stuff would just stay out. But with the kids, I feel like we can't just leave the stuff out. So it's like you got to pull all the paper out, pull all the bags out, do the wrapping, and then things have to be hidden. Do you know what? So it takes 10 yeah. minutes to get the stuff out. So there's not just a way to like, oh, let me just pop in and wrap a few presents before, because we're trying to shun, push away peeking, because I don't know when people listen to this, but sometimes you're wrapping presents that come from other people and you want to make sure those are well hidden. But what we do, which I think is strange, and I did not do this growing up, is the presents that are for Elliot, from me, from Weston, you know, family presents, we put some of them out. They've been out since they've been, because I want my kids to see presents, to be excited, and then not go look for presents because they're there. And they're not openers. I'm not going to open them and rewrap them. I know people do that, shake them. They just like to, is that you?
Oh gosh. Hey, my parents did that. They did the thing where there would be a couple of gifts under the tree that were from them.
Yeah.
And then when I would go to bed Christmas Eve, when I wake up the next morning, there were more presents out, the presents left by Santa. And I thought I'd told this story because it's like one of the, this is the story all people in my family tell about me. When I was probably, I don't know, 7 or 8, maybe, back in the early 70s, everyone was listening. My parents, I went to bed and my parents went across the street. My grandparents would stay with us because I was an only grandchild. So my dad's parents would stay with us on Christmas Eve.
My mom and Guy do as well.
So. Yeah. And so they went across the street to some friends for a little Christmas cheer, probably, you know, a little eggnog, a little... Yeah. And I woke up probably about, you know, at that point, I was probably going to bed around 10. So I woke up probably 12:30 or so. Yeah. You know, Christmas Eve, we stayed up a little bit later. And I went out and there was no one in the house. And all of the Santa Claus presents, air quote, were under the tree. So I started opening them. So my parents came home from across the street and I was sitting under the tree at like 1 o'clock in the morning with open presents. And I remember vividly sitting there, and I still believed in Santa Claus at that point. So yeah, probably 6, 7. And I would open it. Oh, thank you, Santa Claus. And then I would put, you know, my next gift. So I opened those presents early, and I was an inveterate search for my presents. I did a quick search to see what they bought. This was strategic. Because if it was a couple of weeks out from Christmas or so, and I wasn't finding something I really, really wanted in my list of things I wanted, I dropped more hints about how much I wanted that thing, which I hadn't found yet. And a lot of times, my dad was pretty good at this, I would be sure that I wasn't getting it, and I was. So they're still hiding places in our house in Springfield that I don't know where my dad hid them. They would normally put them in my parents' closet, so they were easy to find. They'd hide a few because they knew. Yeah, I was a box shaker.
I think Elliot might end up being tougher than Claire, because Claire's being divorced. Claire's not here all the time, so less opportunity for her to like kind of come around. And her schedule with gymnastics is just so insane.
She has Christmas Day off. That's well good. She just
on this cruise for 3 days, and she's missing practice, and it's a little bit touchy. That she's going to practice. But we booked this cruise. If we knew she was going to get moved up to the level she got moved to, we wouldn't have booked the cruise, because they're just about to compete on marathon weekend. Yeah. So it's a bad time, but they said that she will be okay as long as they did say, like, if she loses any skills, she will not compete and you will not get your money back.
Yeah, because it's all about them. Sorry. I need an inner monologue here. What ruins kids' sports are the parents. I'm just going to say that right now. And you know, I deal with a lot of that. So
yes, but so we are excited to go. But that's why I think she obviously doesn't look for presents, because she's just
too busy
to do anything. Bless her sweet little heart. She's here. I've said this before. She's asleep before Elliot is. And I just wave to Weston. Bye-bye. I'm done. Have a nice
Jody day. And I have the 21st century issue that we both have one Amazon Prime account for the house. We don't have individual Amazon Prime accounts. Yep. So I had to, we both were like, okay, once you order something, you can't look at, because we're both on the thing where we both get emails that your Amazon has been, has been shipped or whatever. So we can't look on that. Which makes it really difficult, because I'm sending presents up to my mom and my cousins, and it's like, Well, please let me know if you get a gift because I'm not allowed to look.
That is tough. Weston and I have separate ones. Are we paying two Prime fees? Now I feel stupid that we possibly are.
Yeah, I think I know we're only paying the one Prime fee. And there's probably a way to break it up, and there's probably again a way on Amazon
Yeah.
to, not get the alerts and all of that, but that
No,
seems
it is
like a lot.
hard. Even with this, I had to hide the Amazon app on my phone because Claire will sometimes, like in the car, I'll be like, oh, go put on a song or something. And I
Yeah.
cannot let her look. I don't really let her look at Instagram. Sometimes she'll ask me to look at like her gym's Instagram if something's been posted. But
Yeah, it's tougher than it used to be. It used to be just put it up on a shelf too high that your kid can get to it, and now there's just too many pitfalls, too many pitfalls. But I'm largely done as well. Maybe a couple of stocking stuffers, something like that. But like the big presents are all purchased, so I feel pretty good about that. Because 8 days out, pretty early for me. I was the inveterate as a kid, and when I was a younger man. Shopping on Christmas Eve was a thing for me. Now, part of that was under pressure, I do much better. And if I go too early, then I'm questioning. It's
Then
like,
you
should I
overbuy.
buy that? Should I get this? Oh, maybe they'll find something better. That's not good for me. So, anyway, Christmas, very stressful. Very stressful.
It is stressful, but I feel like this year I've done a decent job so far. It's just the wrapping we got to get through, and then the cruises will be a nice little relaxation. And I need to go send some emails, maybe wrap, maybe work out, and then I got to go get Claire because we got to get on the last day of the school roller coaster. So, and we will, John. We have lasagna on Christmas Day. That is what we do. It came about because it's easier.
Yeah.
My mom usually does, if my mom does Christmas Eve, she does that family traditional meal, and then I do the lasagna because I can make it ahead of time.
Sure.
And just put it in the oven, and I make the sauce from scratch, and so I do a
And Christmas can be exhausting, and it's nice to have easy leftovers for a couple of days
for sure.
afterwards. Having the turkey and everything, but you got to pile it all on the plate, decide what you have, microwave it at different times. You just heat up your lasagna and
Yeah,
you can
sometimes I make two. I don't know if I'll make two this year, but I do make
eat
two just to have a little bit of
it. Yeah.
extra there. So yeah, we'll have a looking forward to Christmas, and then rolling right on into to
Yeah,
marathon
I
time.
tell you, watching people in their last couple of weeks, their last long runs and all of that, the folks who are doing dopey, and I'm like, okay, it's that I can't imagine the amount of stress for somebody, particularly doing their first dopey, and now it's Christmas. That's got to just in your head the whole time. So, I just have to manage the fact that we have like a midnight call time this year, which is really going to be weird.
I know. And I still don't know when Claire's gymnastics meet in Atlanta is if I was trying to get there and go. They haven't even posted it, and it is December 17th, and you have not posted the schedule for a meet that's on it starts on January 10th. I know. Gymnastics. All right. Anyway, you guys, Merry Christmas. Kudos to the Pelkey Running Club for the fantastic Christmas cards. Love those.
Oh.
They seem to be a big hit. A lot of effort went into those.
Yeah, Grant, that was all Grant who runs the club. He got those. He said, "Hey, I want to do this, and do you mind if I send them to you and you sign them all?" And I was like, "I don't mind that at all." I got one as well. I wondered because I sent them all back to Grant, and I thought I should have held on to one of these, and then one came in the mail for me as well, which okay, I love that. And yeah, it's nice to see, and thanks to everybody. I still really, really enjoying seeing all the merchandise all over the world, Southeast Asia, Germany, all over the United States, Canada, elsewhere. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, Weston wore his John Carissa
I
Riley
saw that.
at Ironman 70.3 Florida. So
All right, thanks for tuning in, everyone. Before we wrap up, we want to give a special shout out to our friend Sarah Akers with Runs On Magic. Now, Sarah is a passionate Run Disney enthusiast. She loves nothing more than helping you plan those magical Run Disney weekends. But with her expertise, the possibilities are endless. Whether you're dreaming of a honeymoon escape, an all-inclusive girls trip, a boys trip to Las Vegas, a family cruise, international adventure, whatever it is, Sarah is here to make it happen. Best part? Her travel planning services are completely complimentary. Sarah creates personalized itineraries and specializes in Run Disney, Universal, and cruise vacations. And for our listeners, she's offering a special promo. Use the code 321GO when requesting your vacation quote, and you could receive up to a $200 Disney gift card or booking credit, depending on your destination. You can connect with Sarah on Instagram at RunsOnMagic for the latest offers and more, or reach out to her directly at runsonmagictravel@gmail.com. Thank you so much, Sarah.
All right, guys, Merry Christmas. We'll see you real soon.
Happy holidays, everybody. Bye-bye.